Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
This Foundation of Friday, October 20th, 2017, 10:20. Steve Cypress here with you. Be short and sweet today. Today, as Rhino of the Day, is this wooden rhino. Now, I've shown one similar to it before because the artistic woodworker that created this, Jeff Smith, jeffwoodworking.com, gave me about a dozen of these. Supposedly, I think, to hand out as if they're business cards or something, because it says, "Wow, your customers." I think that's a reference to the wow strategy. Doesn't have my contact information. Oh, it does. Has my website on it. So, yeah, maybe I might hand these out. But they're so cool that I'm like, why would I hand these out? They're very cool. Besides, I collect rhinos. So you don't give, I get gifts of rhinos all the time. Most of my rhinos have come to me in gifts. But people that give them to me realize I'm not going to give them to somebody else. I collect rhinos. I'm going to keep it. So there it is. And I like this one. It's kind of cool because his whole face is burnt out, because I think that's where you burn, you know, it's like burn the nostril or an eye. But then this one, it kind of burned his whole face out. Kind of cool. And it's got a hole here maybe to put on a keychain or something. So very cool little wooden rhino, courtesy of jeffwoodworking.com. It's wood because the title of today's Foundation Friday tip comes from a proverb about woodworking, which I'm sure everybody here knows, especially my clients that are in the remodeling or carpentry business, so kinds of contractors that I help make tons of money. And it comes from woodworking, where you want to make sure you cut properly, otherwise you've wasted that entire piece of wood. So you measure twice. You double check your work, and your work is the measuring, so that when you cut, you only have to cut once because you've double-checked the measurement. Well, this comes from a mistake I made yesterday, so I'm just sharing it with you, that I know that. And I also know I'm supposed to double-check things before I, you know, give the go, and I still make that mistake. So we're entrepreneurs, and mistakes are okay. It's how we learn. Although I should have learned this lesson a long time ago and not done it again, but there I went. So what I did was I put the title here of the video, which I do every day, and then I cut and paste it to send out an email to people on my email list so I can notify them that I've got something new I'm teaching, and they can click here and go watch the video. By the way, if you're not on my email list, I do a lot more than just notify people when there's an email, when my magazine goes out, other kind of resources that I have that are most of the time they're free, sometimes very cheap, like 99 cents or a few bucks or something like that. If I think they're good, I let people know. So you can get on the list if you want. Go to stevecypress.com. Give me your name and email, and you're on my email list, but I digress. That's what I do. I cut and paste. I put the title, in this case, with today's email, which will go out shortly after this video is done, and it'll say Foundation Friday, measure twice, cut once, and people on my list will know that that means it's today's video. And then I will cut and paste the sentence I put here, one or two sentences I usually put every day, and yesterday was two sentences, and that's where I made the mistake and got myself into trouble. Today, I ought to be able to do it. Because it's only one sentence, I ought to be able to not mess it up. Second of all, I will double check today. But here's what I did: I cut and paste the description of the video into the email, and I send that out. Well, yesterday I cut and paste not only the description. I took this right off of uploading it onto YouTube. I cut and paste not only the description but also the keywords that go along with the YouTube video, so people can find them if they type in various things like my name or I'm looking for marketing help or, you know, small business owner, sales tips or whatever those keywords are. So there were two sentences, see, in the description yesterday. And instead of cutting and pasting those two sentences, cutting them out, copy and paste. I would have copied them, put them into the email, pasted it, sent it out. Instead, I did two sentences aright or two paragraphs aright. I copied the second sentence of the description and the sentence or the paragraph that has all the keywords. Those are the two sentences I copied and pasted out. And so when I looked into my own email this afternoon, I don't like to open my email first thing in the morning and make everyone else's agenda suddenly they think it's going to become my agenda for the day. Only after I get a ton of work done and make a lot of money for a lot of people do I check the email to see what other people want me to distract myself with. And when I did, I saw my own email, and I was like, oh, you know, what is up with that? I left off the first sentence of the description. I put only the second sentence, and I put a whole paragraph of gobbledygook keywords. So I didn't check the email. Clearly, I didn't check and double-check that I had copied and pasted correctly before I just said, send that thing out. And you can, I get myself into this own trouble, like you can see here today. Wherever you're watching this, if you're east of me, without going too far east, of course, it's even later in the day, but here it's already dark and already the light on the inside is blinding you by shining off the top of my shiny dome. The sunlight is not coming in. It's 6:14 p.m. here in the West Coast time, and so it's the end of another day of work and dealing with all kinds of things, and when you're in the sales and marketing world, especially the sales world, you're dealing with people who are lying to you all the time. That deals with customers, clients, members, patients in a sales or even a customer service or any kind of customer-facing way. You know they're lying to you all the time about all kinds of things and whatever. So it can be mentally exhausting. It's also the end of a long week being Friday. And also, by the way, dealing with vendors, and I'm dealing with all kinds of banks and all kinds of issues with that stuff and attorneys, and it's just totally exhausting stuff. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. I screwed up and waited till late in the day to record the thing, and then I guess I was so tired I did not do what I'm hoping you do. So don't do as I say, as right as I do. Do as I say, right? Double check. So today, I assure you, I will double check to make sure, for crying out loud, it's two sentences. I copied and pasted the right two sentences and not one sentence from the description and one of the keywords so that people get the email and go, like I did when I looked at it, what is this gobbledygook? At least I know what it is because it's my bunch of keywords, and other people, sharp entrepreneurs, will recognize that, but still it has no place going out in an email. So to avoid making more mistakes, for entrepreneurs who make mistakes all the time, double check. Okay, it's pretty simple. I copy, I paste, and then I might want to read the email over before I click send. Okay. Just a suggestion. Learn from my mistake, everybody out there. It's a foundational, very basic tip. Double check your work, especially if you're sending an email. You might even want to send a test email to yourself. Whenever I have links I'm sending out an email that are new links going somewhere, I will always send a test email to myself, and then I'll click on that link to make sure it's a working link and it went to the right place and I set it up right and all that kind of stuff. No matter how many times you've done it, no matter how technically savvy you are, with all this technology, you want to check things over so you don't make the same ridiculous mistake that I made yesterday when I sent out that silly email with the gobbledygook. Okay, that's it for Foundation Friday. Jim is here. Lincoln is here. Great to see you guys. Thanks for being here today. And I don't see any questions, comments, or concerns. If you do, you can post them after the video. You can email me, as always, steve@stevecypress.com. Tweet me @stevecypress. Hit me up as a private Facebook man. Whatever you want to do, get a hold of me. I always respond. I'll help you out any way I can. Hey, Everett Farnell is here. Great to see you, Everett. I know I'll be seeing you next week as we travel to the same event. You'll be having a booth and sponsoring the event, and I will not be having a booth. I will just be hanging out at your booth and other people and having some fun and seeing some old friends and making some new ones. Thanks for the likes. Thanks for being here, Jim, Lincoln, Everett, everybody else watching on the replay. That's it for Foundation Friday. My wooden rhino and me are taking off, but I will be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday, and I hope you will join me then. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.